this is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Show is about your calls. I do have some emails I would like to get to, but we're going to go to the phones first. And to the fun, we'll talk to Alex in New Jersey to start things out tonight. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp
Line. Hey, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
I got a letter in the mail from the Selective Service. I didn't fill it out when I turned 18, so obviously this is a problem. Now, my dad looked at it, and he told me that he asked me if I was going to fill it out, and I said no. And he said, okay, you're going to fill it out. And I wasn't very happy with his attitude because I answered him very politely. And he said that he's tired of my civil disobedience bull-s, and that he's tired of me trying to make waves for stupid things, et cetera, et cetera. He told me that if I don't pay, if I don't fill it out, then he won't pay for college.
He's pulled that one on you before, hasn't he?
Yeah, not that I feel entitled to it, of course, because it is his money, and I respect whatever decision he makes.
Yeah,
but this is obviously a point of tension right now. So I really have two choices. I could not fill it out, and then move to New Hampshire and try to find a house and a job. Or I could fill it out, go to college, which is a vacation for 4 years, and never talk to my parents again.
Wait, you're gonna go to college and after 4 years never talk to them again, or never talk to them again as soon as you go to college?
I can go both ways on that.
Well, they're going to constantly hold this over your head. I mean, he's done it twice. You can expect him to do it again. He has a certain mode of behavior that he expects from you while you're under his roof and while you're under his care and while you're, benefiting from his money. And I don't think that's unreasonable for him to demand those things. I think he is being unreasonable in his position, but I don't think it's unreasonable of him to say, hey, it's my money, and if you don't want to do as I say, then... You're out of luck.
That's perfectly fine. He's within his rights to do that. But I don't know if it, do you guys think it's reasonable for me to say that I'm never going to talk to him again if I fill out the Selective Service form?
I don't know. I mean, I guess
you could fill it out with random things and send it back to the Selective Service and told him you filled in the form.
What do they want? I mean, it's been so long since I've done this. I don't really recall what the process is like. What kind of information are they looking for? What do you have to do?
Well, I'll tell you in just about 2 seconds while I get this paper in front of me.
As far as whether or not you'll talk to your dad, I'm sure that is that's a position that you could change over time. I understand why you're upset at him. He certainly doesn't get where you're coming from. He doesn't understand. He thinks this is minutia. To him, it's just a form. What's the big deal? You fill it out. It's a form. No big deal. He's filled out millions, thousands of forms throughout his life.
Well,
so
here's something that throws like a wrench into it. Our records identify you as an applicant for or recipient of financial aid and one who may be required to register with Selective Service but has not done so.
Are you? Is that true? Are you? Is your dad paying for your college, or is he getting a loan or something like that? Are you getting a loan?
We're not getting any loans, but they are using Sallie Mae to go through a payment plan where they don't have to pay it all at once. They can just pay like in installments.
I see.
And that's through Sallie Mae.
Which is essentially a federally connected semi-private organization, as discussed recently on this show.
Right, right. So no financial aid is being given to me. But as far as I know, the University of New Hampshire is a public school.
It is. I mean, it is a public university.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's I really the choice then is to you know, either fill it out and go to college or not fill it out and not go to college and move to New Hampshire either way.
Yeah, that is the choice. And you're also asking whether or not you should talk to your dad again. And I think that we should open this question up to other people that want to comment. 800-259-9231. You've had a lot of conflicts recently with your dad since you've come to the viewpoint of understanding what liberty is all about and it being important in your life. I know you've called over the years and you've told us about many of them, and it can be frustrating. I have a mother that just doesn't get it. So if the issues come up, she shuts down. She doesn't want to talk about them and can be very, you know, a little nasty. Not quite as nasty as it sounds like your dad has gotten with you, but I still talk to my mother. It's just that we can only talk about pleasantries and things like that, because anything of substance, she can't handle that particular discussion. So I don't know if this is something that you want to completely cut him off about, but you know him better than I do, and this may be the right move for you. I mean, what kind of negative things could happen as a result of you cutting off contact with your dad?
I don't think that that's really the larger issue. The larger issue is, because college is a huge decision and a huge point of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the bigger decision is not whether or not I talk to him, or the bigger decision is whether or not I want to go to college.
Now, well, do you want to go to college?
Well, I know I can do it. What do you want to go for?
Is there something specifically that you want to go to college for?
Yeah, I'm going for biochemistry, and then after that, I'm going to go to paramedic school.
Okay.
Well, then I would. I mean, if that's what you want to do. Personally, it sounds like you need a degree for that, and if you have to register for the Selective Service to get that degree, then that might just be something you have to do. There are other ways to pay for college. Granted, they're more difficult, but if you can somehow find a way to finance it yourself, you don't actually need to use government financial aid, which is really what's tied to your registration for Selective Service. So there is the possibility that you could figure some way of going to college out that doesn't involve going through any kind of a government financial aid program.
You mean without going through his dad? Because if he goes through his dad, he's going to have to register for the Selective Service.
Yep.
So otherwise, you're talking about a pretty expensive proposition. I mean, what's it cost to go to college these days, do you know?
It's going to be around 21 for two semesters.
21 times 4, so you're looking at, because it's going to take 4 years to get what you're looking for, right?
Right.
$80,000.
So $80,000 plus.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to come up with when you don't have any collateral.
Does the 21 right. include dorms and, like, everything included kind of thing, or you also have to pay for living
on
top?
No, but...
It does not include that?
No, because UNH... Well, yeah, it's pretty expensive, but it's UNH is a public school, and UNH is actually pretty cheap compared to the other alternatives, such as private schools, unfortunately.
Now, you'd be paying the out-of-state tuition, wouldn't you? Because you're coming from New Jersey?
I think that there's some type of... I think it's waived somehow. I don't know. I think they UNH is somehow not requiring me to pay that. I'm not too sure about this.
Well, you're not the one who's looking into this, right? I mean, you're not the one who's spent time trying to figure out the financing. That's been your dad. He's been the one doing the footwork there. Is that correct?
Right. My dad and my mom, they work together.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I think there's some type of grant or something like that that's with that. I'm not too sure. I'm looking at these papers, right? And I swear, normally when a private business sends you something, a form in the mail, they usually have a postage paid envelope. And the envelope that the Selective Service gave me is not postage paid.
Of course.
They expect me to pay for it. I just think that's pretty funny.
Kind of par for the course for government agencies. I mean, government agencies aren't interested in customer service. So, for instance, if you have to pay a bill for the government and you want to pay with a credit card, they charge you the extra 3% as a credit card service fee, because most businesses would eat that cost, and there's just the cost of doing business to accept credit cards. They just build it into their prices, and if you pay with cash, then they don't have to pay that. But with the government, if you don't pay with cash or check, then you have to pay extra. Same thing with sending letters back and responses
back.
Like
this letter, it says, "Our objective is to register you, not to have you prosecuted. Sincerely, Ernest Garcia."
I thought that's a nice little threat from Ernest there. Well, I'm going to put you on hold, and I want to invite other people to call in here and give your thoughts to Alex. He's young, he's confused, he's not sure what to do with his life. What do you think? Should he cut off contact with his parents and go his own way, or should he bow down to the man and put up with his dad's demands for 4 years?
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours completely free. at freetalklive.com. Also, if you want to enjoy other liberty-oriented talk programming, you can visit freemindsmedia.com and download yourself a copy of Free Minds Radio. You can also watch Free Minds TV, and you'll hear a lot more of Nick in those cases because you're one of the co-hosts of Free Minds Radio and TV.
Yes, I am, and me and Toby, and I have to say, Toby does a lot of the work behind the scenes, even though I get most of the credit here on Free Talk Live.
You mean on the TV side?
On the TV side, he does a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, and arguably, there's more of that for a TV program. There's just more to it than editing a radio show. There's not too much work to do with a radio show except to turn the microphones on and off and put it up for people to download.
It's going to be kind of fun this weekend because Toby is normally, I mean, you're saying he does a lot of the work on the TV side, but it's usually you who arrives first for the radio show. You're usually here an hour early, and then, you know, Toby shows up right before the show, basically.
Basically, yeah.
And so now the roles are going to be reversed for a couple of weeks as Toby will be sitting in the main seat on this weekend's upcoming edition of Free Minds Radio. He got a kind of a test run this past week, and he'll be going it alone, basically. He's going to have Dale, I think, in, right, this weekend from AnarchyInYourHead.com?
I think Dale is going to be this week.
And I'll be in, or Mark will be in, or both of us, or something like that.
I think he's leaning towards having Mark on, and I'm sure you're welcome to jump on. But, yeah, it'll be easy for him as long as nothing goes wrong, because, you know, it's fairly easy to do the show. But then if, you know, some of the automation breaks down, or you're getting unexplained noise in your ears, then that's when it gets a little bit dicey. So,
yes.
But it'll be interesting. I'm hoping it'll be a couple good episodes, and I hope he has fun with it.
Yep, it'll be fun, and you can, of course, hear that on Free Talk Live streams at the Liberty Radio Network, libertyradionetwork.com streams Sunday from 3 to 5 o'clock Eastern Time, and, of course, also freemindsmedia.com is where you can get the archives later on. Don't forget, by the way, that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Audible.com. It's the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. And Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, so you've got a lot that you can pick from. In fact, these are full audiobooks. These are not shortened digest versions. This is the real deal. In every genre, Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook, download one, yes, sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Let's continue here and bring Alex back. He's in New Jersey, and he's facing a bit of a dilemma. And that is, as I understand it, Alex, that you've been told by your dad that you either register for the Selective Service or you don't get to go to college on his dime. And,
correct.
And this is stemming from the fact that you didn't send back the first Selective Service threat that they had sent you, their little card that they send out. And now they're saying they just want to get you registered. They don't want to bring you up on charges. So they're threatening you even more this time. They're saying they're going to make sure that you can't get the financial aid that you're looking for. And you revealed that your dad has been using the Fannie Mae process to go about getting the
Sallie Mae.
Sallie Mae. To go about getting, there is a Fannie Mae. That's the housing thing, right?
It's one of the housing things. It's also Freddie Mac.
Okay. So your dad is applying through some sort of government loan entity, and so basically if you don't fill out the Selective Service card, there's a possibility they could just come along and just squash out your any chances of
right.
getting approved.
Just a point of clarification, I logged on to the UNH website, and I went into their webcat/services tab, and I have the financial information here. It says, financial aid award, UNH non-resident tuition grant, $4,300 for fall and spring each. So that totals $8,750. Now, the account balance previously, before there was a payment, was $14,193.50. That's how much money it was for this semester. Everything has been paid. And in fact, according to the statement, we've overpaid by $11,000. So, but yeah, it was $14,000 for the fall semester. However, I do have the $8,750. For both fall and spring, and that's a UNH non-resident tuition grant. So the numbers are actually a little higher than what I quoted to you earlier.
You know what you might want to consider doing here is, because you're stuck in a real difficult position, you have a certain career that you'd like to embark upon, and as Nick pointed out, it sounds like it's going to pretty much require some sort of a degree. So if you want to move ahead with that, then unless you can find your own $20,000 or however much it ends up being per year, then you're going to have to go with your dad's deal. And that means you're going to have to bow down to the man. You're going to have to fill out the Selective Service card. It doesn't mean that you'll have to report when they call you if they decide to bring back the draft. I mean, at that point, it's all up in the air. At that point, anything can happen. If they're going to come after you, they're going to come after you, and you're certainly not going to be able to go to school at that time. But what I would suggest is maybe if you want to go the route of going to college, maybe you need to have a conversation with your dad about, well, look, you know, I want to do this. I don't really want to register for the Selective Service, but I understand that you're going to pull my funding if I don't. So I'll go ahead and register for the Selective Service. But I think that we need to come to some sort of an agreement in advance about what other requirements you're going to have of me. Because my concern for you, Alex, is that you're going to fill out the Selective Service card, and then 6 months into college, your dad is going to find out about something you've done that he doesn't like. You know, whatever that may end up being, maybe you've engaged in some sort of on-campus protest and the word got back to him. I don't know. But he's going to find something that you've done that he doesn't like, and he could very well come back and say, well, you either remedy this problem now or else I'm going to pull your funding. And then you've gone through a semester of college or however long it ends up being, and he's threatening to pull the funding again. You find yourself in the same exact situation after having spent a year of your life doing what you had thought you would be able to do for 4 full years. Am I making sense?
Absolutely. So, I am interested in what other people have to say, though, because...
Good. Well, we're going to go to the calls, because Joe's on the line in Athens, Ohio, listening to WAIS. Joe, you're on with Alex.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Joe. You're on with Alex. Go ahead.
And hi, Alex. First of all, Alex, I would encourage you to keep following your heart and do some soul-searching about, do you want to go to college or do you really need a four-year degree? My understanding... and I do have some experience in the field, is you can go get an associate's degree and walk away as a paramedic. So that might save you and your parents a lot of money.
Right. Well, the thing is that paramedic doesn't really pay well, but that's really what I'm interested in doing. But biochemistry, from what I understand, is going to pay better, and I do enjoy biochemistry a lot. That's something that I'm also interested in. And biochemistry and paramedic go hand in hand together because, you need pharmacology for that stuff, and they're pretty much a related subject. And I do enjoy the lab. I do enjoy those kinds of things, which is why I would enjoy going to college and doing that. But on the side, I do want to have the paramedic skills because those paramedic skills are very handy to have.
So, Joe, you're saying to Alex, you should follow his heart and really kind of focus on this and meditate and figure out what to do?
I have a short list of topics to hit.
All right, we're going to come back to you. We're going to come back to you. Hang on, Joe. More with Joe. We'll bring Alex back. If you've got a suggestion, what would you do if you were in his position? Dad is basically saying, you do as I say or you're not going to school. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. 800-259-9231.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So... get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go and edit virtually anything that you see there. It's free. Wiki.freetalklive.com, like the rest of our website, completely free for you. Wiki.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you probably ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue here, Alex has been on the line with us here since the beginning of the show, asking us what is a pretty important question in his life right now, asking for our input, and we're asking for yours. He is currently planning to go to college, and it doesn't really matter what for, but it's for biochemical. What was it, Alex?
Biochemistry.
Biochemistry. And what does one normally do with biochemistry as a major?
Well, you can work in a lab such as orthoclinical diagnostics or Johnson & Johnson. A lot of things is like blood testing, for example, and just the way that for example, Johnson & Johnson, they do work with blood, and they do a lot of testing, they do a lot of clinical trials, so you can work in that arena. And I want to use that knowledge to also work in the emergency services field, so I'll have the lab side of the scientific field and the emergency practical side of the field.
Gotcha. So you're looking to go to college for this, and you hadn't filled out the government's mandatory, so-called mandatory form when you turn 18 as a male in this country, they send you this nice little postcard that says if you don't register, we'll, you know, possibly hit you with a $500,000 fine, maybe 5 years in prison. I forget exactly what the threat is, but it's scary to an 18-year-old. You decided to not send that in. They've now sent you a follow-up threatening letter. Your dad is scared about losing the funding. He's scared about you in general because you're becoming a non-cooperative to some extent. He doesn't understand it. It frightens him, and all parents are concerned for their kids. It's similar. I feel a similarity to my mother expressing concern for me, you know, for not paying income taxes because they're your parents. They want what's best for you, and they believe what's best is to go along to get along. And it's understandable where they're coming from, but it's come to the point where your dad has basically given you an ultimatum saying, well, you'll either fill this out or you're not going to school on my dime. And it's a pretty important decision that you have to make here, and we've got Joe on the line who has some more input for you. Joe, you had a few things you wanted to list off for Alex that he should consider?
Yeah, I'll try to hurry. First of all, biochem is a pre-med degree, so you never know, Alex. You might end up an ER doc. I dropped out of pre-med in the 80s. I ended up going to nursing school, so I have some background in the medical field as well. As far as the selective service requirements go, here's what I have to say. When you live in Nazi Germany, always keep your paperwork in order. I love my country, and I took an oath to defend and protect the Constitution, but I don't trust the government. On the other hand, if filling out some paperwork helps you and your dad pay for college, hello?
I don't know why you're saying that? Hello. Go ahead. Go ahead and keep talking.
Well, you hear the part about when you live in Nazi Germany, keep your paperwork in order. In other words, follow the letter of the law, but it doesn't mean you have to support the current regime. If the government wants to help you pay for college and help your parents and you pay for college, maybe you should go to college. What do you think, Alex?
I don't know if he can hear you. Alex, did you hear any of that?
Yeah, it sounds logical.
Okay. Thank you, Joe, for the input. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And so, Nick, any other thoughts for Alex?
I signed the paperwork. I signed that same piece of paperwork.
But you're not going to go if they call you, right? Like if they call you for the draft.
No, I don't imagine I would, but it's a lot simpler to just sign the paperwork. At this point, it's just a piece of paper that they want you to check a box on and sign your name. And that's really all it is. I mean, they're going to put pressure on you to do it, and ultimately, it's a very difficult thing to avoid, and to be perfectly honest, I doubt they're going to call you up as a draftee, and if they do, you can always refuse.
Yeah, right. And you can always, if you want to make yourself feel better, this is how I make myself feel better when I'm coerced into signing some sort of government form. I always like to write all rights reserved above my name. That way I can just feel a little better for myself. I don't think it's really going to do anything as far as stopping them from coming after
you're
me.
You're coerced into registering anyway, so it's a flawed system. It's not like you're consenting
to
the selective service system because you have to.
But you're making it clear. If you write all rights reserved under duress.
Yeah,
I don't like the TDC because it doesn't say what it means. I mean, how do you know what that means? I would write all rights reserved and under duress so people know that, you know, you did not do this on a consensual basis.
Well, in any case, I'll be moving to New Hampshire on the 28th is when I'm going to arrive.
Wow, that's exciting. Congratulations on that in advance. And, Nick, what do you think about my idea to have a discussion with Dad in advance and kind of lay down some ground rules for what he's going to expect from you throughout the next four-year period so you don't have another conflict like this where you want to do thing A and he's saying, well, if you do thing A, then I'm going to pull all your funding?
It might be worth giving at the time, but also you're going to be away at college, Alex. I doubt your dad's going to hear too much unless you get kicked out.
That's a good point. Maybe not
get arrested.
Maybe he shouldn't address it.
So you might just be better off not putting him on notice and just, you're going to college, you're in a different state, just do your thing, and you can remember that he'll probably hear about it if you commit civil disobedience and get arrested, or you flunk out or something
UNH
like that.
UNH has a rule that if you get arrested for any reason anywhere, they have to have a trial, but like a hearing at UNH conducted by UNH officials. and they review it no matter what it's what you're arrested for. They review it and they put your eligibility to be a student there into question.
Well, it's likely that what will happen at any sort of review panel like that is you'll be given a stern warning, first and foremost, unless it was something like rape. You know, if you get arrested for being drunk downtown, they have, from what I understand, they also have a no alcohol on, no inebriation policy, basically. That's
supposedly a dry campus. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, if, right. Supposedly if you have alcohol, you and your roommate get kicked out.
That's the claim, but...
Well, they entice people to rat on each other, and man, if they found my vaporizer, you know, that probably wouldn't be good either.
Well, hopefully they're not listening to this particular episode of the show. But what I would suggest there is that they still have a financial incentive to keep you at the college, and they'll likely, you know, mandate that you see a counselor or something like that. There will be some sort of interim step to where they won't actually
they
just
want
keep
the
you
tuition.
Right.
I seriously doubt and. I don't know. I haven't gone to UNH. I seriously doubt they're going to kick you out for a first-time alcohol offense on campus either. It's a dry campus.
Alcohol isn't my thing, I'll tell you right now.
Okay. Just saying.
Any other substance offense. Yeah. You know, maybe if it's methamphetamine, they might, you know, you're running a meth lab in your dorm. That might do it, but they want that tuition.
I think you're right, Nick. It's probably since his dad is likely going to be pretty disconnected from what Alex does because, you know, he's not going to have the principal calling the house or anything like that, especially
well,
if you are
actually,
playing with Rita.
He did say I'm not allowed to get a gun because he knows that I want to do that.
They're not going to let you carry a gun on campus most likely anyway, I wouldn't think.
I think they might have an armory. Like where you can just drop the gun off and keep it there locked because there is a gun club. And
they may
I'm
going
to join that day
yeah, they,
one. I'm going to join.
Yeah, a lot of military bases have that, too. You can't carry your gun around on the base, but you can store your private firearms in an armory. So there might be a setup like that.
Here's what I would do as far as your dad. I mean, if you're going to go Nick's route, and I think that may be the best route, is to just basically expect that your dad won't really know what's going on with you in college, and don't give him any clues as to what's going on as well. When you have your conversations with him, keep it academic. Talk about, you know, oh, yeah, well, we talked about this biochemical thing this week. Don't bring up politics. Don't bring up that you went to a protest. Don't bring up that you're meeting with the Free Staters. Just make it seem like you're just, you know, enjoying your time in college and that you're, you know, a good little college student, and don't clue him into anything to get him upset.
Thank you very much for the advice. And let me just say, I showed him the video of William, and he called him an asshole.
This is the guy who's open carrying outside the Obama protest. Thanks, Alex. Good luck. See you in New Hampshire. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride, at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we continue here taking your calls, don't forget to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. That is the way you want to enter Amazon, because when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase at no additional cost to you. It's the same great Amazon prices. It's just that we're getting a cut when you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. So you'll get the products that you need to buy, and we'll get a percentage, and Amazon still makes a little bit. It'll make as much because we get some of it, but Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go to Brian in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I had some advice for the caller who had the issue with his father and the Selective Service and going to college.
Yes, sir.
Two pieces of advice. One, pick and choose your battles, and two, everything's a means to an end. His father is not the person he should be fighting with on the Selective Service issue. That should be his congressman. So I think,
well, how's,
you know,
he going to fight with his congressman on that?
Well, I don't necessarily mean he has to go pick a fight, but I think, you know, one, paying attention to who you vote for in Congress and getting the right Liberty candidates in is a good start in that battle.
Well, I can tell you that there's very little, nobody right now is proposing doing away with the Selective Service. Certainly no Republican or Democrat is proposing that. So
Ron Paul
within,
would.
With, maybe, right, but within, exactly, Alex's college lifetime, that's not likely to change.
Probably not, and I agree with, yeah, you, but I think that that's where the fight still should be at. I mean, if he wants to do civil disobedience and not participate, I'm all for it, and that's on him.
Sure.
As far as the college goes, I mean, this is a means to an end. If he has to rely on his parents to pay for the college, he has to make certain concessions in order to get it.
After
that, he's free to do whatever he wants. And so then he can pursue his congressman all day long about the draft and the Selective Service.
Yeah, you know, I completely agree that if that's what he wants, then that's what he'll have to do. And I think there's a time and there's a place for flying under the radar. And I think this, if that's what he wants, then this is one of those times and places where he should continue flying under the radar until he has achieved what it is that he's looking to achieve. you know, I myself flew under the radar for a while, and then I decided it was time to poke my head up and do some activism, and then move to New Hampshire and poke my head up even further and get involved in even more. And I know that once he's here in New Hampshire and amongst the free staters and the liberty activists up here, that he'll be encouraged and probably get excited and want to do more, and it'll be difficult for him to probably to hold back, as he'll likely have to in order to continue satisfying the demands of the school, satisfying the demands of his father. But as you say, you know, you've got to, in some cases, you've got to bow down to the man to get what you want. I wish it weren't that way, but...
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. I am a fellow Free State Project member, and I can't wait to get there and see you guys.
Thanks, Brian, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL, CAI, toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. All right, so lots to cover here tonight. Of course, you've heard of the Cash for Clunkers program, right, where the federal government had said to people, well, come on out and bring in your crappy car or bring in your car that's worth less than $3,000 or was it $4,000 that they were giving to people?
I think it was up to $4,500, depending on how old your car was and the kind of mileage it got and what you were trading it in for.
So bring in your car, and you can trade it in and get a credit, basically, on a brand-new car. And I think there might have been some used cars that would have qualified. It all depended. I don't know all the details on the program. But there's news now from FoxNews.com saying that the federal government has only reimbursed auto dealers for 2% of the claims they've submitted. So basically what happened was, if you went down to take advantage of this, you know, bizarre wealth transfer program, if you went down and did this, the car company had to eat that cost. If they were losing something on that deal, they would have had to have eaten that cost and then expected the federal government to pay them back later on.
They were cutting your bill on that new car purchase because of your trade-in, and essentially they have a voucher that they submit for however much they knocked off the price, whether it's $3,000 or $4,500,
right,
and they would get a kickback from the federal government for that amount that they credited you, the consumer.
And if the federal government actually did business on an honest, respectable basis, that would be something that you could expect as a business owner. So, well, I'll just fill out this paperwork. They'll cut me my check. No problem. I mean, most people, when they fill out a rebate form, when you go and you get the, you know, the buy one, get one deal at the store, if you just fill out the rebate, 6 weeks later, you get the check in. No problem. The private market seems to have that covered okay. I'm sure there's some things that fall through the cracks from time to time, some rebates. But in this case, only 2% of the claims have been paid so far. Now, I'm not sure what kind of length of time they're expected to wait before they get the payment, but it's my understanding they expected it would be sooner than it actually has
been.
Well,
they have costs to cover. I mean, like any business, they have inventory that they have to get in, they have operational costs, and if they're taking a loss, I mean, in many cases, I was hearing stories about some car dealerships doing 30 or 40 or more of these deals. I mean, there were some car dealerships that were absolutely packed with people trying to do these trade-ins. And if you start to add that up, that turns into quite a bit of money that these dealerships are still short on, and they have operational costs that they need to cover this week, not 3 months from now or 5 months from now or whenever the federal government gets back to reimbursing them.
So what's their excuse? Well, according to Fox News, they have only reimbursed auto dealers for 2% of the claims submitted through the popular Cash for Clunkers program. According to Joe Sestic in Pennsylvania, one of their so-called representatives, he called for immediate action to address the problem in a statement on Sunday after writing a letter to Obama expressing his concerns. In the letter, Sestac says only 2% of the claims have been paid and that 4 out of every 5 applications have been rejected for minor oversight. So it sounds to me like a paperwork error, not crossing the right T or dotting the right I.
Is he saying 4 out of 5 of the applications that have been rejected were done so for minor oversight? Or he's not saying that.
Have been rejected for minor oversight.
But he's not saying that 80% of these applications have been turned down, is he?
It's sounding like he's saying that's the case. In recent days, auto dealers across the country have been complaining that the reimbursement payments are slow to process. And they said that some of their applications were being rejected because of apparent procedural issues. The statistics that SESTIC cited suggest those complaints are not based on isolated incidents. Staffing could be one problem. According to sales data summarized by the Transportation Department officials, dealers have submitted requests for rebates on 338,659 vehicles sold. And they have to have some bureaucrats processing every single one of those. But while Congress just expanded the $1 billion program by $2 billion, the Department of Transportation says a staff of just 225 people is reviewing those claims. SESTIC wrote that he thinks 1,000 processors should be assigned to handle the claims. He has challenged somebody. They wrote auto dealers that have contacted him to express concern and ask for help. He said in a statement that failure to address delays with the Cash for Clunkers program will adversely harm auto dealers and undoubtedly forcing many of them out of business. Under the program, passenger car owners are eligible for a voucher worth between $3,500 and $4,500 if they trade in their cars for new fuel-efficient vehicles. So, according to this guy, 80% of them are these applications are being turned around for procedural errors, meaning they botched up part of the form or something like that. And so now they're going to have to resubmit it, which, you know, how long is that going to take for them to get their money out of these folks? And that's leaving these dealers in a bad way.
Yeah, I mean, the only place I really think they could turn right now would be to turn, for these dealerships, is for them to turn to a bank and try to get a loan based on
the government paying off eventually.
Right, you know, say, well, this is how many applications we wrote, so can you give us a relatively short-term loan? We don't know how long it'll be. It's a very difficult thing to do, but I believe that's what was being done with some of the IOUs that were being issued in California, was that banks were essentially accepting them and saying, all right, well, we'll give you the money for this IOU and we'll hold on to it. And I don't know if they were charging a fee for that because there's risk involved there.
Yeah,
there's
no
guarantee the government's going to approve all of those
absolutely
vouchers.
They're the government. They don't have to do anything. If the government wanted to, they could just decide to say, you know, we've changed our mind. We're just going to leave you all in the lurch and see you later. Thanks for helping us with our Cash for Clunkers program. Now, that probably won't happen, but they could do that if they wanted to. They're the government. They have the ability to change the terms of the agreement at any time. And what is, you know, what's your local Toyota dealer going to do about that? Nothing. Hopefully they'll learn their lesson and come to the conclusion that you don't do business with the state. Now, I don't know if this was mandatory or not. That, I guess, is my only question here. Do you work in an auto dealer? Can you clear this up for me? Did your dealership have to participate in Cash for Clunkers? Or was it a voluntary choice on their part to supposedly up their sales volume?
Well, it certainly did up the sales volume, but if they've only been reimbursed for 2% of that, one has to wonder how much of a blessing that really was.
Exactly. This is the price you pay for getting involved voluntarily in doing business with the state. They leave you high and dry, and they're laughing all the way to the bank while you're screwed. What do you do about that? You learn your lesson, and you don't get involved in them again in the future if you manage just to live through this. Hour 2's coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.